Hey guys, Coach Christy here. Today, what I want to talk to you about is who am I? Who am I? Like, why would you want to listen to me and my advice on horses and horsemanship and horse training? What value do I bring and who might benefit from my perspective and who wouldn't, right? So I grew up in Southeast Iowa off and on. I had kind of a less than stable childhood, but that's where my love of horses started. My Aunt Peggy, who I spent a great deal of time with in my youth, she basically raised me. Out of all of the ups and downs of my childhood, the one constant was my Aunt Peggy, and Aunt Peggy had horses. So, you know, my introduction to horses, or the first time I met a horse, I don't remember. It just was a part of my life. Not all the time, but got real steady by the time I was 12. And, what my family liked to do with horses was trail riding. That's what I grew up loving to do. My absolute favorite thing that I don't put nearly enough effort into doing now, but my absolute favorite thing to do with horses is trail riding. That's my background, and most of my experience comes from trail riding horses. So I did that all through my teenage years, and then once I went away to college, my first 2 years of college, I went to a private college in Cedar Rapids, Iowa, and I studied education and Spanish. So I wanted to be an ESL teacher. But after 2 years of being at that college, I realized that it wasn't really something I was going to be super passionate about for the rest of my life, and started exploring other options and found a horse science program at another community college in Cedar Rapids, Iowa, still called Kirkwood Community College. They used to have a program there that was to teach you about horses. And it was a 2-year program, so I enrolled right away and got going. It was a great 2 years. I'm actually one credit shy of an associate's degree in horse science. And it's really crazy because that credit is a composition credit, you know, English, and I'm a published author. So it's really a little bit frustrating, actually, that I don't have that degree, because I do have the skills. I just don't, you know, I just didn't take the class. Anyway, at that private college or community college, Kirkwood, I was introduced to Pirelli natural horsemanship. And honestly, my initial introduction to the program, I wasn't super keen. I thought it was a little bit like trick training, and I just wanted to learn how to start colts at that time. I was like 22 at the time, and I wanted a career in the horse industry. I had no background in performance training of any sort, and so I just assumed that the only way I could have a career as a horse trainer would be if I developed the skills to do some colt starting. So I was introduced to Pirelli there. I learned about Pirelli and a bunch of other programs out there, clinicians and their philosophies and strategies and things like that. But Pirelli is the one that stuck with me the most because it was the most systematic. It was the most easy to study at home. All the other programs had really great philosophies and strategies and thoughts around training horses, but unless you had someone to mentor you, it was going to be really hard to pursue any of those programs as, you know, a way to develop a career in the horse industry. Where Pirelli has and has a pretty well thought out and, you know, possibility of following a pathway to becoming a professional in the horse industry. But before I did that, I decided I was done with college. I wasn't going to spend another term studying English when I wanted to start colts. I couldn't see how that one comp credit was going to, you know, make or break my career as a colt starter. So in 1997, I decided I was done with college, and I went out and hung my shingle out and tried to start colts. I did that for about 5 years, and I had to do more than that because I didn't get enough colts in for training to pay the bills, really. But I started 5 to 10 colts a year for 5 years. So I probably have around 35 or so colt starts under my belt. But in that time, during those 5 years of trying to make a go at that, you know, career, I got hurt a couple times, pretty bad. Not bad enough to have permanent damage to my body, but bad enough that it had pretty strong impact on my confidence. So this career that I thought was going to be, you know, a dream became my nightmare. I was just terrified of getting on young horses or problem horses or, you know, challenging horses, anything like that. My brain was just like, no way, we're going to die. I still don't like colt starting, to be quite honest. So I stopped starting other people's horses. I stopped training for other people. I kept my horse. I had a horse at the time. And I continued to advance my skills following the levels pathway with Pirelli Natural Horsemanship. And in, you know, when the Savvy Club became a thing, I joined right away and I just used it, you know, for my own personal horsemanship, not really thinking about having a career in horses anymore because it just didn't seem achievable. And then in 2004, Pat and Linda were going to be doing a tour stop in Council Bluffs, Iowa, which is about 4 hours from where I lived. And they were looking for people to volunteer to be participants in a lesson with Linda at the tour stop. I'm like, oh man, when it comes to Pirelli, I have always been a Linda Pirelli person. You know, you take the good with the bad, and I could see, you know, where Pat was coming from, but I just couldn't relate to his message. I related more to Linda and how she explained things, and I just found it easier to learn from her whenever there was a video that she was explaining something. You know, I'd put a lot of effort into studying that. So I was super excited at the opportunity. Like, so I jumped on it. I filled out the application, sent in a video, and we got chosen. Maxie and I, my paint mare, was only like 2 or 3 years old at the time, but we got chosen to do this lesson with Linda. And it was amazing. In those 2 hours that I spent with Linda, I learned more about what was possible. I gained more confidence around understanding horses and being a horse trainer, and had an opportunity to talk to the people behind the scenes as to what would it take to become a Pirelli professional. And there was a pathway, like a step-by-step, this is what you do first, and when that's going, then you do that, and so on. And so I jumped in head first, like all in, did all the things. I did ridiculous things around money to try to afford all the courses I needed to take in order to, I really wanted to accelerate my results. So I went in hardcore. In 2005, I did 36 weeks of courses on campus. I did 3 10-week courses and then 1 6-week course, trying my guts out to become a Pirelli professional. And at the end of those 36 weeks, I still wasn't qualified. So any of you that feel like you don't have the stuff, right, that you're not made of the cloth that's required to become a professional in this industry, I got you. I got you, right? Like I struggled so hard. I just wasn't quite getting it. I was doing okay in the courses and stuff. It wasn't like, you know, I wasn't getting any kind of result with my horse or, you know, passing the courses. It just wasn't quite enough. So in 2006, I went on tour with Pat and Linda as an employee and, you know, toured around the country, helping them set up and tear down at their tour stops. And then, you know, just making sure that whenever Linda, especially, but whenever Pat or Linda was in the arena teaching, that I was, you know, taking notes and thinking hard about what they were saying and how could I apply that and things like that. So, towards the end of my contract with them for tour, I was awarded my level 3, which is what I needed in order to enter into the professionals program. I wasn't even considered an instructor yet. I just was qualified to be considered for the instructor program. Luckily, I also was invited to join the faculty team. So the faculty team at that time was a team of folks who worked and taught on the Pirelli campuses exclusively. We didn't teach anybody off of campus. No private lessons, no workshops, no clinics, no anything. We only taught the courses that were being run on campus. So for, you know, I still wasn't an instructor. I was invited to join the team, but for the first 6 months at least, I was a trainee, right? I did mostly fetch and carry things and stuff like that. But I was on that team for 3 years. So I gained my, teaching skills on campus, teaching full time, like Monday through Saturday, really, and, you know, logging in at least 60 hours a week of teaching and supporting other instructors and figuring out how to explain things better and collaborating with other instructors on what works and what wasn't working, learning from Linda on a really, really regular basis. So if you are too the kind of natural horsemanship student that is drawn towards Linda's style of horsemanship and Linda's style of teaching, I got you, right? I have been a student of Linda since 2004, right? And have been mentored by her as an instructor and professional in this industry since 2007. So a lot of time spent with her and getting to ask her questions and getting feedback from her, both on my horsemanship and on my teachermanship. So all of you out there who love Linda, I would love to help you with your horsemanship journey. And, you know, I want to go a little bit deeper into what Coach Christie has to offer the public when it comes to horsemanship. If you are hardcore ready to go, like take on some kind of performance, jumping, cutting, reining, dressage, you know, whatever it is, if your passion about horses is competing, I'm not your girl. I have very little experience in those avenues. I don't have the background or history to be able to tell you what to do to win in those areas. If, however, what you want is to have more fun with your horses, if what you want is to feel like you can do it yourself, right? That you can train your own horse and that you can overcome whatever challenges you might be having with your horse. And if you want to learn from someone you can relate to, I hope that's me, right? I am 47 years old on the day that I recorded this. I am a little bit chubby, right? I am not at all talented. I didn't come out of the womb like just knowing what to do with horses. I had to scrape and claw, bleed and cry to gain the skills that I have with horses today. And so if you feel like this horsemanship journey, you're in a spot where you're like, I just don't get it. I can't get it. It's too hard. My horse doesn't understand me. We're not figuring things out together. If it's hard for you, I would love to help you. Okay. I am your girl. All right. So all of you recreational riders out there, recreational guys doesn't mean that you're not seeking excellence. I think anyone who loves horses wants their horse to have a good deal, right? They want to make sure that you want to make sure that your horse has a good life and that you understand each other and you have the chance to enjoy each other's company. That might be in the arena, that might be going down the trail, it might be playing at Liberty. All of those things, if your main purpose for your interaction with your horses is to have fun, I'm your girl. That's what I bring to the table. I'm your average, everyday, horse-loving girl, woman, right? I'm not extraordinary in any way whatsoever, ever, other than I'm really curious. I'm a very curious person who's really willing to put in the time and the effort to figure out how to teach horses and how to teach humans. I'm a good student, and I like to think that that makes me a good teacher too. So there you go, guys. That's the story of Coach Christie and what I bring to the table and how I might have something to offer you. And if you have any interest in spending time with me and learning from me to advance your horsemanship, please reach out anytime. My website is thecoachchristie.com, www.thecoachchristie.com, and I would love to hear from you. Email, text, Facebook message, whatever you want. Thanks so much for listening, and I hope to help you soon.